Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower overlooking Michigan Avenue, and it's cold in this studio. You know why? Because it's like 60 out. But I don't want to blast the heat. I can turn up the heat and blast it, but then, like, it'll be hot. But I'm shaking a little bit in here, Dan. It's a little chilly. Are you comfortable in there?
I'm good in here.
Have you noticed when you've walked in here?
No, but I've only had to walk in once this morning.
Yeah, just to give me
the weather, yeah.
The weather. No, the next time you come in,
I'll put my coat on.
Yeah, it's that bad. Oh, it's a little chilly in here. Normally, I don't, you know, it doesn't bother me. But I was like, man, it's a little chilly in here. So sometimes the studio downstairs, the showcase studio, that's like you can hang meat in that studio down there.
I always envisioned Brandmeier and Buzz like reenacting Rocky because it was just insane.
Yeah, when Brandmeier was working here, he always wanted it cold. Like really, really, really cold in the studio. If you were walking into that studio like after Brandmeier finished, you'd be like, well, all right, why isn't Rocky in here punching stuff? So anyway, all right. Hey, we're talking about best animal performances in TV and in movies. 312-981-7200. I also like this other list, Dan, that you brought in, ranked by Animal Planet. I love that Animal Planet ranked this.
Yeah.
It's the 50 greatest TV animals, and they include commercials and animated characters on this list. So we're going to all encompass that. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. So animals and movies, best animal performances that deserved Oscars, and then your favorite in the greatest TV animals that include commercials and animated characters. And I'm looking at this list of the 50 greatest TV animals from Animal Planet, and I got to say, Animal Planet missed two. Ren and Stimpy, they are not on this list. It's a chihuahua and a cat. Although it might not look like, you know, real animals, but how can Ren and Stimpy not be on the greatest TV animal characters of all time? Come on. Tom and Jerry are on here. But Ren and Stimpy are not.
Are Tom and Jerry listed as a duo?
Yeah, I think they are.
Okay.
Unless they separated them.
I mean, that would be an interesting question.
Let me see here.
And who would rank first, Tom or Jerry?
Tom and Jerry are listed together. Tom would rank first. Jerry was a little jerk. My favorite moment in any of the Tom and Jerry's, because I always rooted for Tom to kill him. I always wanted him to kill that damn mouse. My favorite moment ever, Jim, you ever watch Tom and Jerry when you were a kid?
Absolutely, and I'm with you. I was always rooting for Tom.
All right, you remember the episode where there's the little girl, and she's treating Tom like a baby?
Okay.
And she puts Tom, like, in a high chair?
Yes.
And stuff? And then to punish him, she gives him castor oil? Remember? She's like, now you are going to drink the castor oil!
Yes.
And so he pours, you know, and gives Tom, shoves the castor oil in Tom's mouth, and then he jumps. After he swallows the castor oil, he runs to the window and starts puking outside the window.
Okay.
And then as Jerry, the little jerk, is standing, you know, by the high chair laughing, he's going, wah, 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 wah. Jerry's laughing. The castor oil tips over, and about 5 gallons of castor oil goes down Jerry's throat. And then he ends up jumping on the window, and the show ends, the short ends with them just puking outside the window, hanging on the windowsill. That moment where the castor oil gets poured down into Jerry's throat, my favorite moment in Tom and Jerry history. It's my favorite moment in Tom and Jerry history.
Okay.
Finally. Because Tom never... Jerry got away with everything, and he always, like, yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're talking about animals, and here's Rich on WGN. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
All right.
You know, while I was on hold, I think I misunderstood what the topic was. So my first, I thought originally you were asking for, like, live, like...
Yeah, no, all-encompassing, live as well.
Okay. Well, I thought of one that's in relationship to Ren and Stimpy type, but my first thought was only because these animals had to endure the misery of what they had to endure, I'd just give it to him for pure resolve. It would be the whole cast of Lancelot Link.
You know, for people who don't know what that is, Rich, and Dan, you didn't know what it was, right, until we started talking about it one time?
Right.
Like, you didn't know it was a real thing? Jim, yeah. Jim, you familiar with Lancelot Link?
No, I'm not.
Lancelot Link, Secret Chimp, was a TV series where they had, like, spies and Mata Hare and all this other, all these other characters. They were played by live chimpanzees.
Okay.
And it was an actual, it was late 60s, so obviously the people who created it were blowing a bunch of weed when they came up with the idea of, like, hey, man, I got an idea. Let's have some real chimpanzees. So Lancelot Link was this very popular thing, and what they did was they manipulated their mouths so it looked like they would talk. And what were some of the other, like, did they do the peanut butter thing, or what was the other things that they did to get them to look like they were talking and acting, Rich?
I remember a lot of chases in, like, go-karts. And
yeah, they threw them in go-karts. They actually, at one point, if I'm not mistaken, they wired their mouths with, like, fishing line.
Oh,
So it moved, so their lips moved?
They were chewing on cud.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was just ridiculous. Anyway, this Lancelot Link, but it was a great show.
Oh, it was, yeah. Just to think, like, how would you like to be a chimp? And, yeah. You know, like, every morning you had to have, like, a mustache glued on your muscle or wigs on your head.
Terrible, you know, costumes. And it was just, it's just typical of the kind of stuff that was aimed at kids in the late 60s. It was just the weirdest. Yeah. You know, I'll be 52 this year, and I'm, you know, right in the wheelhouse of those weird shows that were in the late 60s.
I have to credit a lot of my own personal creativity from the stuff like Lidsville and, you know, all that.
Crazy.
But here's the other cartoon.
Yeah.
The animal that hands down to me, and I think you might agree with this, it's Jabberjaw.
Jabberjaw, yeah. The shark.
Yeah. And you know what kills me about that? When he had a alter ego, El Jabbo, if you remember, and he'd put on this little, like, raccoon-like robber's mask that would cover his eyes, and then people wouldn't recognize him.
They wouldn't recognize him that he's a shark.
Right. Yeah.
And who was his voice patterned after?
Curly.
Curly, right. Curly from the Three Stooges, right.
I mean, yeah. Well,
ridiculous. All right, Rich, thanks, man.
Okay, take care.
All right, have a good
day.
There you go. All right, best animal performances in film history. Are you ready? Number one, Toto from The Wizard of Oz. That's a good one. Little Toto. Now, I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming, did they just have one Toto? Because, you know, now, like Keanu, when they made, and Keanu's on this list too, right? Yeah, Keanu comes in at number 24. Keanu, the Key and Peele movie about the little kitten named Keanu. They had 8 cats. to portray Keanu in that movie, because one cat was good at moving, one cat was good at reacting to gunfire, one cat was good at emoting and crying, so they had like 8 different cats to play one.
According to Wikipedia, Toto was played by one dog, except at one point when her foot got injured when one of the Winky guards accidentally stepped on, a second dog had to be used while she was healed, but apparently it was just those two.
They stepped on the dog?
Accident.
How do you step on Toto? Don't be stepping on Toto. Number two, Lassie. From Lassie, The Courage of Lassie and Lassie Come Home. And again, they had multiple Lassies. Now, I don't know which is which, but number three is Shadow from Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey. And number four is Chance from Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey. Is Shadow the dog? Yes, and then Chance is the cat?
No. The Shadow and Chance were the two dogs. And
oh, the two dogs.
Right, and then the cat, I think, is third or fourth on the list. They're 3 or 4 down.
Oh, sure, because he's a cat.
She. That was the Sally Field.
Oh, right. Yeah, she's number 8, Sassy from Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey. Okay, sure. Dogs get ranked up real high. God forbid, I'm a cat person, by the way, for people who are regular listeners of this show. So, all right. Okay, well, we're going to break, and then we got best animal performances in film history. And TV's greatest animals from commercials and animated characters and real animals are also included. 312-981-7200. Let's break here. Yeah. Morning. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And we're talking about best animal performances in film history and best greatest TV animals. And that was ranked, this list is ranked by Animal Planet. And they include commercials and animated characters. So if you would like to jump in on regular animals that are actually alive and animal characters and all that stuff, 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man.
I got a couple for you. It's top of my list animated is the Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck repartee, and the Michael Maltese written, Chuck Jones directed Rabbit Hunting Duck Season series of cartoons.
Yeah, I would agree with that 1,000%. Just two of the most memorable and funniest characters in the history of animation.
Yeah, and then I got Pinky and the Brain also for animated stuff.
Yeah, great stuff.
And my wife just mentioned Bay Pig in the City, the live performance, George Miller's Bay Pig
yeah.
in the City.
You know, all great. Of the animals in that movie, it was
right.
stunning what they did. I mean, it was insane. And of course, you know, George Miller being the psycho that he is, directed the hell out of that movie.
Right.
God, yeah.
Okay, Nick.
All right, see you, Mike.
Take care.
Okay, take care. You mean Babe Pig in the City. You know, I got to say, you know, Babe, the original Babe's great. It's awesome. But Babe Pig in the City was a really, really dark, kind of a twisted film from the fantastic mind of George Miller, you know, who created the Mad Max series. But yeah, Babe Pig in the City, there was like some real... Dan, have you seen Babe Pig in the City?
Long time ago.
There's some real animal peril in that movie. I remember watching it going, what? There's like a dog hanging from a leash over a bridge at one point. I was like, what the hell? And it was kind of a dark film, man. Yeah. You know, that was, you know, we lost Gene Siskel early in 1999. And Babe Pig in the City was his last number one movie. Of the year that when he put his list together for 1998, and Babe Pig in the City was number one. It was his last favorite movie, was Babe Pig in the City. So, great stuff. But really, I mean, the second one is just people. I think people were expecting all the happy stuff in the first Babe, and then this weird, this weird, crazy George Miller movie comes out. He was actually supposed to direct the first Babe. Movie, but he couldn't. He was conflicted. He was making another movie or something. I mean, he produced it, but he was supposed to direct it, so that's why he did the sequel. Jim, you seen either of the Babe movies?
I have not seen either one, no.
They're both good in different ways.
Okay.
And this is a true story. When Babe came out in 1995, when Babe came out, pork belly numbers dropped.
Wow.
People were not buying bacon. Like, the sale of bacon went down. Sale of pork went down because everybody loved Babe.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then the McRib came out and everybody was like, screw it. Brian says, all of the animals on That's Incredible. And Salem, the cat on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Now, wasn't that a puppet?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. That's on
this
list.
Well, it talked, so yes.
It talked, right? No, well, I mean, you can have animals talk without... Yeah, that. Well, we were just talking about Lancelot Link. 847, Snoopy is number one. You gotta love Snoopy. Mike says Foghorn Leghorn, the king. He's just the Foghorn Leghorn rules. When the dog's trying to sleep and he lifts up his butt and smacks the hell out of him with a picket from a fence. Foghorn, I say, boy. Yeah, Foghorn Leghorn rules. And Scrat, the squirrel from Ice Age. 773 area code, Eddie from Frasier. Great dog. Now, was there one Eddie? I bet there was only one Eddie for Frasier.
Actually, there's a cool story. Apparently, his son replaced him.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, like Eddie the dog, you know, did his time, and when it was time to retire, he retired, and then his son took over in his place.
Is this a story here?
Yeah.
Eddie, played by Moose the dog. Oh, the dog's name was Moose. On Frasier. Eddie, played by Moose the dog, moves in with Frasier's dad and steals the show. And we're not just saying that. Moose received more fan mail than any of the humans on the Frasier sitcom. Okay. Eddie is a smart dog with an IQ that sometimes seems to surpass that of the show's other characters. His sharp and witty personality taunts Frasier, especially when he points his snout in Frasier's direction and stares him down. Moose retired after 10 years and was was replaced by his son. Do you know what? Do you remember? Dan, you read this?
I don't remember his son's name.
Enzo.
Yeah.
Moose and Enzo. That's fantastic. Let's see. Felix the Cat, 630 area code, says Felix the Cat. What about Fritz the Cat? Peter in Decatur says Asta, the dog from the Thin Man series in the 30s. Yeah, Asta was the only sober character in those movies. If you ever go back and watch the Thin Man movies, seriously, go back and watch the Thin Man movies. The amount of alcohol consumption is mind-boggling in those movies. You know, I mean, you don't think about it when you're, oh, look at that, isn't that charming? You know, Nick and Nora, they're great. They're souses. You go back and watch those movies, they're hammered. The entire, all they do is drink. It's kind of astonishing if you go back and watch. 773 area code says you can't leave out Muttley. Oh, Muttley rules. I can't do his laugh. I wish I could do. Dan, can you find audio of Muttley? Just if you just Google Muttley laughing. Because I can't do it justice. But Muttley rules. Animated dog from the Great Race. What were those? The Crazy Race cartoon show from the 70s. How long is that?
23 seconds.
That's Muttley. Is there visual of him laughing too?
Yep.
Muttley rules. Muttley. Hey, one of my favorites is pretty low on this list, I got to say. The best animal performances in film history. Coming in at number 37 out of 40, and I don't agree with this at all. Dan, this should be much higher. Verdell, the dog from As Good As It Gets.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best dog performances ever. Ever. And that dog was adorable. And I love the fact that, like, when Nicholson watches him after Greg Kinnear goes into the hospital, he starts feeding him bacon and stuff. And then when Greg Kinnear gets out of the hospital and comes back home, the dog won't eat the stuff that he used to feed him, and he only wants his meat and bacon. That is a great movie, too. Great movie and a great movie dog, Verdell. Old Yeller comes in at number 6 on the list. Beethoven from the Beethoven movies. Hey, isn't Charles Grodin the star of those movies? Am I not mistaken on that?
Nope, yes, he is.
Charles Grodin. All right. Here's Robert on WGN. Hey, Robert.
Hey, what about Ed Post?
About who?
Ed Post.
Mr. Ed?
Mr. Ed.
Yeah, Mr. Ed. Yeah.
Right alongside co-star Connie Hines.
Number 4 on the list of greatest TV animals of all time.
Yeah.
Comes in at number 4.
Thought I'd put it out there. He's the best one.
All right. Thank you. See you, Robert. Right. Mr. Ed. Another, like, hey, I got an idea. Let's make a show about a guy who's got a talking horse. And I think they put peanut butter in Mr. Ed's mouth.
I had heard that, too.
To get him to talk.
Have you, this is one of WGN TV's favorite time fillers. Have you ever seen him when he visited Dodger Stadium and rounded the bases?
Yes, I did.
Genius.
Again, you know, now, and I don't remember, I haven't watched Mr. Ed in a long time. Does Mr. Ed only speak to the main guy so that everybody else thinks he's insane? Is that?
I think so.
So he doesn't speak to anybody else, and I can't remember the actor's name. Well, his name is Wilbur. The character's name is Wilbur. But he did. So I don't remember. Maybe somebody out there knows. Is a Mr. Ed expert. Did Mr. Ed speak to only Wilbur so that Wilbur comes off like a lunatic? Yeah, I got this talking horse. Yeah, I'm sure you do, Wilbur. Sit down. Get your pills. All right, we got to take a break. The news is coming up next. More animals, famous animals, and great animal performances and all that cool stuff. My dad's going to tell a joke. Blackhawks Express coming up as well. News is next. Yes, sir. Hi, good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Welcome to the work week. And it is Monday, which means we want to start off your work week with a laugh. So my dad is going to call in and tell a joke, as he does every Monday morning, because it's a jokey time. We have the Blackhawks Express from yesterday's very exciting and fun game that the Hawks played, and that'll be coming up as well. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, and we're talking about animals, greatest animals performances, and animal characters and all that cool stuff. We've got a ton of people who have been texting in, and let's see. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and oh, we got... So this is we texters and callers are confirming that he only spoke to Wilbur.
Right. Unless he was on the phone. at which point he did talk to other human beings.
Unless he was on the phone because you can't see him.
Right. Wayne asked how he dialed the phone.
Yeah, how do you dial a phone?
Because that would have been rotary.
Yeah. And yet the hoof is not going to fit into the rotary dial.
And then he's like, well, he could call collect, but then it would show up on the phone bill.
Then Wilbur would leave. Are you making collect calls, Ed, while I'm off, while I'm out? Okay. How long did Mr. Ed, how long was that show on the air? That show was on for a long time, too. I used to watch it when I was a kid. I haven't seen it in years.
I was going
to
say, it reminds me of watching Nick at Night when I was like...
Yeah, I used to watch it on Channel 9, and yeah. You know, it, like it, late at night or in the morning or something. And I mean, that show was on for a long time. It was just
six seasons, 61 to 66.
That's incredible, that six seasons of The Talking Horse.
Fantastic. Oh, man. All right. 574 area code says, the gopher from Caddyshack. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Sure.
Yep. Tom says Benji the dog from Petticoat Junction.
I've been waiting for Benji. Yeah.
Yeah, Benji. Well, Benji. Well, I think there were like three or four different Benjis.
Okay.
Because you know the film series went on for a while. I think they made like four or five Benji movies. He was also in a terrible movie. Do you remember the movie Oh Heavenly Dog?
No.
Oh, Dan, do you remember Oh Heavenly Dog?
No.
Oh, you need to look this one up. Chevy Chase died. This is the premise of the movie.
Okay.
It came out in like 80 or 81 at a time when Chevy Chase just said yes to everything, like would do any movie. Oh, Heavenly Dog, the plot of the movie is Chevy Chase dies and he comes back as Benji.
Okay.
That's the plot.
All right.
So it's like Benji with Chevy Chase's voice.
I'm on board with this, I think.
Oh, my God. I mean, I haven't seen it since it came out.
May need to check
like
that one out.
37 years old, but that's the plot of the movie.
Wow.
Yeah. But Benji's name was different in Petticoat Junction. I think he had a different... Higgins was his name. So let's go to the phones. What is happening here? Here's Aaron. Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Nick?
All right, what are you calling with more Mr. Ed facts?
Yeah, I used a pencil to dial the phone.
Oh, in his teeth? In his teeth?
Yeah. Just thought I'd let you know
okay,
that.
Okay, well, I appreciate you.
That cracked me up when you brought it up. I was laughing my ass off on the phone.
All right, Aaron. Take care, buddy.
All right, bye.
See you later.
Okay, there you go.
You know, but he used a pencil in his mouth to dial the phone. Do you know why I referred to Aaron as Aaron?
No.
Are you a Key and Peele fan?
Okay.
Okay, look up substitute teacher.
Okay. All right, I will.
Just Google Key and Peele substitute teacher. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Because it's genius. Jason in Indiana. Oh, one of my favorites. Jason. Yes, Jason. Toonses, the driving cat from SNL.
That's one of my all-time favorites.
So hilarious. Love every Toonses. Single time.
Yep.
It's the same joke.
Uh-huh.
Every time they do that sketch, and when the car falls off the cliff at the end, I'm laughing my ass off every single time.
Toonses is a classic.
Toonses rules. Duke says, what is the name of the movie where the dog is named Baby and had a coin around his neck?
I have no idea.
What? Dan, does that ring a bell? The dog is named Baby and has a coin around his neck?
Nope. Maybe we'll say that for Friday with Jeff.
Yeah, maybe Jeff Tuckman, because Jeff is in on Friday, so maybe Jeff Tuckman will know. Mary says, Salem the cat from Sabrina was both a real cat and a puppet, depending on the scene. That I didn't care about continuity on the Sabrina show? 773 area code. Oh, yay! The dog Paul Anka from Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
Fantastic. All right, here's Tony on WGN. Hey, Tony.
Yo, Nick, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, I got two for you, man.
All right.
Your guy, Woody Woodpecker, that troublemaker.
Yes, Woody Woodpecker. Yep.
And BJ and the Bear.
Now, you know the thing about that is, Tony?
Of course. Go ahead.
It's a monkey, and they named him Bear.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense at all, because you'd think, oh, BJ and the Bear, right. It's about a guy and his pet bear.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, driving around in a semi-truck.
Right. That's the 70s, Tony. Everybody was blowing weed, man.
Exactly.
Right. Take care, man.
All right, dude.
Take care. Yep. There you go. Tony in a good mood this morning. Let's see some of these other ones here. They mention Benji is mentioned here. Flipper.
I got Flipper on my list.
Oh, here. Do you? Yeah. What do you have? What are some of yours?
I had Flipper. I had Benji. Wile E. Coyote.
Oh, yeah.
You can't go wrong with Wile E. Coyote.
See, that's another one of those things like Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
I always wanted him to kill that damn Roadrunner and eat him.
I can watch it now, and the Acme stuff still makes me laugh.
Oh, no, that's all. Chuck Jones. This is the second time Chuck Jones has been mentioned. One of the greatest writers and animators of all time. Yeah, the Wile E. Coyote rules.
Yes.
No question about it.
And I can't remember its name, but the dog on Married with Children.
Buck?
I think it was Buck. That might be right.
It might be. Hold on a second. It might
no,
be.
No, Buck
on this...
was, or it was Bud. Bud was the kid.
Bud was the kid.
It might be Buck.
Wait a minute.
Say that.
I think it's on here.
That was.
It is Buck. Yeah.
Okay.
It's Buck.
That was always a favorite of mine as well.
And he had a voice, too, right? Like, they would cut to him, and he'd be like, I don't like this house or something.
Him and Al, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here's Paula on WGN. Hey, Paula.
Hello. Hi. Good to talk to you. Audrey Hepburn looking for her cat at the end of Breakfast at Tiffany's just breaks your heart.
Ah, yes.
And then you mentioned the movie, at which I haven't seen, White God, I believe. You said the dog was incredible.
Well, it's not just it's a bunch of dogs. It's White God is the name of the movie, and it was on my top 10 list last year when it came out. It's an incredible film with not just but a bunch of dogs doing like amazing things. It's an unsettling movie. And it's a little disturbing. But it's really quite an accomplishment in terms of what they got the dogs to do in that movie.
Mm-hmm. So. I haven't seen it, but it's a good thing to jog people's memory.
It's a little bit. It's sometimes it's hard to watch, Paula, because there's implications of animal harm. No animals were harmed making the movie, but I just like to warn people because I know a lot of people are very sensitive to that. You know, like dog violence or anything like that. People are very sensitive to that kind of stuff. It's a great film, but you should know on the onset that it has that kind of stuff in it.
Okay.
So, okay, Paula?
Thanks.
Okay, take care. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 607 area code says, you must mention the Doberman in the movie Amityville Horror. I don't even remember the Doberman.
Yeah, neither do I.
And which anime? Because there's the Amityville Horror, and then there's the remake that they did like 10 years ago with Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
The original is James Brolin and Margot Kidder. Speaking of Dobermans... We've talked about this in the past. For some reason, in the early to mid-70s, there was a rash of movies that came out about Dobermans being trained to rob banks. There was the Doberman Gang, there was the Daring Dobermans, and there were three movies in the 70s where the guys who are bank robbers trained Dobermans via silent whistles, dog whistles and stuff, to go in and rob banks. And these movies made like $8 trillion. They were like really hugely popular. So stupid. For some reason in the 70s, people flocked to the movie theaters to see Dobermans robbing banks. 70s, man. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Nick, I just wanted to mention Clyde and Clint Eastwood movies.
Yeah, you know, Clyde is number 26 on the list. He should be much higher.
Oh, definitely.
Clyde rules, man. Have you ever seen Every Which Way But Loose and Any
no,
Which
I have
Way
not.
You Can? It's an orangutan, okay. and it's a Clint Eastwood movie, and he's phenomenal. He's phenomenal. He gives the bird. He and Ruth Gordon rule in those movies. All right, Mike. Thanks, man.
Okay, have a good one.
All right, there you go, Clyde.
Clyde
the orangutan. Let's see. 312 area code Zeus and Apollo from Magnum PI. I got nothing. I never watched Magnum PI.
See, I'm a fan of Magnum, but I don't remember that.
Oh, all right. 815 area code says, don't forget about the cat from Christmas Vacation. Doesn't that cat like, no.
Is that the one that got wrapped up in the in the box?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot
the box. The box starts leaking.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. I haven't seen that movie in a while. That's a funny movie. Sean in Wisconsin said Dudley Do-Right.
Oh, sure.
Dog dressed as a Mountie. And then Francis the Mule. And then 219 area code says, who cares about dogs? Clyde is number one. People love Clyde, man. And if you see these Clint Eastwood movies, you would too.
All right.
He was a legend. All right. We got a break. When we come back, we got a break here, weather and traffic, and then we come back. My dad will call in and tell a joke. We've got Blackhawks Express, and then we'll wrap up the whole show and the final best animal characters and performances. That's all coming up right here. Here's Bill on WGN. We're talking about some animals and stuff. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
All right. What's up?
Okay. In the reference to I Magnum.
Yeah.
The dog's name Zeus. He was a Doberman Pinscher.
Oh, see, no, the Dobermans are popping up all over the place.
Another Doberman, and as you well know, Magnum was a classic show, and Zeus was a very well trained, obedient Doberman, and in a fun way.
All right. Okay. Cool. All right. So, thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Nick.
Okay. See ya. In the '70s, they would have had him robbing banks. Let's find out what's happening on the opening bell with Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Coming up next in the opening bell, there's a new report out by construction companies that says about 86,000 bridges in the country are deficient, carrying about 184 million cars every day. Coming up next on the CEO Spotlight, we're going to talk with Dan Walsh, who's the CEO of Walsh Construction, about this. And we'll have all of the overnight intel from around the globe on this Monday, President's Day, next on the opening bell.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
All right, we got some bunch of texts here to wrap up this topic. Chelveston the Duck from Ray Rayner. You know, how many, I can't remember. I had the unbelievable honor and pleasure of interviewing Ray Rayner, one of my heroes, one of my childhood heroes, as many, anybody who grew up in Chicago around my age, you know, it's all about Ray Rayner. And there were five Chelvestons over the years.
Okay.
Just Chelveston the Duck walking around the studio. It's fantastic. It's 815 area code. Hooch from Turner and Hooch. Every time Turner and Hooch is mentioned, I have to quickly tell the story. Roy Leonard was on vacation the week that Turner and Hooch debuted. So Kathy O'Malley filled in for him that morning, and we reviewed the movies together. Because every Saturday morning on Roy's show, I would review the movies with Roy. And he was away, so Kathy O'Malley was on. So it's the day after Turner and Hooch opens. It's the Saturday after the movie opens. We're reviewing it. We're talking about it. And Kathy says, I really would have liked it more if Hooch didn't die. And I was like, ah! And the phone lines lit up,
oh,
and people
man.
Were going nuts. It's like literally the movie hadn't even been out 24 hours. And Kathy's like, yeah, they killed the dog in it. I'm like, Kathy!
Spoiler alert.
God. The Bear and Day of the Animals. You know why the Bear and Day of the Animals is incredibly important?
No.
Because a shirtless Leslie Nielsen wrestles him.
Okay.
In Day of the Animals. The Doberman and A Fish Called Wanda. Roger says the Terrier and Anatomy of a Murder. How about Abraham the Fish from Different Strokes, Leo says.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Sam says Cujo. Oh, Cujo rules. I love that movie. That's a scary movie. Cujo's a scary movie, man. There's no business being scary. It's a Saint Bernard. Like, they made a Saint Bernard terrifying. I love that movie. Let's see. How about Skip from My Dog Skip? 847 Marcel from Friends. That was the monkey, right? Okay. How about Julio's goat Chico on Sanford and Son? Yeah! Man, get that crazy goat out of my house. He's going to eat all my mafungo. A spot on the Munsters, Mr. Peabody. Oh, yeah, Mr. Peabody was a dog. I always forget Mr. Peabody was a dog. Very smart dog. So there you go. That's just some of them. All right. Hey, it was nice having you on the show, Jim.
It has been nice being here, yeah. So thank you.
And Esmeralda will be back tomorrow, and we'll see you soon, Jim, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. News in 6 seconds.